I would like Ceci Ramsey to come up at this point. And she's one of our missionaries. Some of you know Tim and Ceci. They work with LATCOM. They live in Pennsylvania, but spend a lot of time back and forth in Bolivia. And so they've been missionaries with us for over 25 years. And usually, Tim is up here doing all the talking, right? Today, Tim is not here, but you are here. So tell us a little update about what's been going on in your ministry.
Well, first of all, I want to give you saludos, greetings from Bolivia. So everybody say hola.
Hola. Hola.
What we've been doing in Bolivia, we basically have three different ministries going at this time. We have evangelism and church planting in an area of Bolivia. We have almost six churches going, and we have new outreaches into two new villages, and that includes a new strategy that we're using. We're building playgrounds into villages that have not been reached with the gospel before as an opening to help us to move on into doing VBS and that types of things. So that's one ministry. The other ministry that God has led us to, we came into doing it actually through the church here. We teamed up with an organization called Point Man Leadership, who started out of Hume Lake. And we do character training in public schools. And we also do an outreach to secular leaders in different parts of Latin America. So our newest thing in that area is the country of El Salvador just agreed that our curriculum should be the public school curriculum for character development. So that's pretty exciting. The third thing that we do is we have a camp and a conference center called Monte Blanco, and we get about 6,000 campers a year. That would be the high school students. We also do church groups and men's retreats and couples retreats and that types of things. So that's our three basic ministries. The reason we can have so many ministries is that we work through nationals.
That's great. And so how can we be praying for you specifically?
I have two prayer requests. One is my compañera, my friend here, Jamie Anderson, is looking to go into ministry full-time. So we pray that God would provide for her needs as she works toward that goal. And the second is our camp in Bolivia is about 4 hours from the nearest city where the campers come from. And we've had a major climate change in the last 5 years. The road goes through the Andes. And we have had major landslides just over and over and over where the entire road actually goes into the river below. So we're in the process right now of determining if we should just sell that property, try to find something closer to town, and there's a lot of logistics involved. So pray about that decision.
All right. Well, let's go to prayer right now. Will you pray along with me as I pray? Heavenly Father, we just thank you for Tim and Ceci for their faithful years of service, over 25 years now. And I pray, Lord, specifically for Jamie as she's going on staff and raising her support. And then I also pray for this decision about the camp. Lord, that's a huge decision to sell a camp, find another location. And I pray that you would give them wisdom in making that decision. And then, Lord, additionally, I just pray for them personally. Lord, when you've been married and doing ministry for as long as they have, it is really easy to get burned out, to maybe need extra encouragement. May they feel the love and support of this church. May they know that their faithfulness has been appreciated and that they would just be encouraged by the prayer team here that supports them as well. And so, Lord, now, even as we pray for these requests, we're going to take our offering, and we know that we couldn't do these kinds of things. We couldn't support all the missionaries that we support, as well as all the different things that this church does. And so even now as we take this offering, we see it as an act of worship. We see it as an act of worship that says, Lord, we give generously to you, and we know that, Lord, you are faithful. And so we give to you today with great joy in Jesus' name. Amen.